This afternoon I am supposed to speak to you about managing time. How many of you find it difficult to manage time? Really, there are people. So usually people complain that they don't have sufficient time. The time is not enough to complete the studies. Time is not enough for play, for games. Time is not sufficient to have personal meditation, prayer. No time to sit for the family prayer. But the fact is that every day is created with 24 hours and everybody is given equal time share. Nobody is given less time and more time. 24 hours is given to all the people. The problem lies with us. How do we manage this time allotted to us? Some people, they do lot of things in that 24 hours. Some people, they struggle to do things. Let me start with one verse, that is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Here Paul says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, making the best use of time. You know, time is a mechanism, an arrangement which we have in this place or in this earth. As long as we live here, we are bound by the boundaries or limitation of time. If you go to an outer space, if you go to moon, you will lose the count of time. You will not know. If you go to maybe the poles, the Antarctica, you will not know which day it is. You will not know whether it is day or night. The days are longer or the nights are longer, depending on the season, and you will lose the total understanding of time. We are bound by the sunrise and the sunset. We know it is afternoon. After some time, it is going to be dark. So the day is over. One fundamental thing which we need to understand is, God has set a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, if you read. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. The Bible says, God has a set time for everything. A time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to eat, a time to sleep. Everything God has set a time. How many of you agree with that? God has really set a time for everything. The importance of time management starts with that, the understanding. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Every activity. Some are listed there. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build. Like that, the list goes on and on. God has set a time for every activity. A time for the camp. We have a timetable. All the more important thing is God has set a time. God has set a time for us to be born on this earth, and He has already set a time for us to leave this earth, to finish our race. There's a set time for everything. God has set a time for us to complete our studies. God has set a time for us to do our daily activities. For anything and everything, there is a set time by God. Now the question is, whether we are able to do things in the time appointed by God, or are we delaying it? We do things, many things we do, not in the appointed time. You write exams, right? There is a set time for an exam. The bell will be ringing, question paper will be given, and then your time starts now. If it is a 2-hour exam, you have to complete that exam before completion of that 2 hours. Within the 2 hours, you have to complete. What will happen otherwise? At the end of 2 hours, the examiner will come. He will pull the answer sheet and he will go. Your time is over. You know, you may be knowing the answer for many questions. Maybe you may be knowing the answer for all the questions, but if you are not finishing that within 2 hours, will you get the credit? No. So the problem is whether we are able to finish our task within the set time. That is called time management. See, I may say that if given time, then people will come out and say, no, time was not sufficient. Many children will come out of the examination hall and they say, like morning I told, no, the question paper was tough. Like that, many people will say the time was not sufficient. People write the entrance examination. They come out and say, no, I knew the answer for many questions, but the time was not sufficient. What does it mean? The problem is, I could not manage the time. I could not answer the questions within the set time. So what happened? I lost the credit. I fail in the exam, or I come much below in the ranking. So how can we finish it? How can we do it? The Bible gives one word, Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Here in this verse, if you see the last line, you see, before going to that verse, let us look at the last line. The 11th verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. If the thing is done in its appointed time, in its set time, it is beautiful. God has made everything beautiful in its time. The first day of His creation, He made everything in its time. The second day, He did another set of creation in its time. See, anything and everything, if you finish within that set time, the appointed time, it becomes beautiful. Becomes beautiful. God has made it beautiful in its time. He makes everything beautiful. He makes everything perfect because He does everything in its time. The moment you delay it, the moment you postpone it, the beauty is lost. That is happening to many people. That is happening in the lives of many people, especially young people. So, the challenge before us is to make our life really beautiful, really great and marvelous by doing every activity in its appointed time, managing the time, redeeming the time. Now, let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. There Paul says, be diligent in serving the Lord. Romans chapter 12 verse 11. The word used there is diligence. What is diligence? What is diligence? Come on. Huh? Wholeheartedness. Then, any other answer? Louder, please. Responsibility. Then, any other answer? No. Wise. Okay. See, diligence means, can somebody read that verse in English? I have my Malayalam Bible here. Romans 12 verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. The fervor, the diligence. Diligence is to do things in the appointed time. Ulsaham. Malayalathil upayogichirikkunna oru vakkaanu. Ulsaham. Diligence. It is to do things in the appointed time. You are running a race. You finish the race in the appointed time. You are writing an exam. You complete the exam in the appointed time. Every activity done in its appointed set time. That is diligence. What is the opposite of that? It is called sluggishness. What do you mean by sluggishness? Sluggish. Slow. Slow. Delayed doing of things. Delayed the things. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Hebrews, book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, I do not want you to be, verse 12, 6 verse 12. I do not want you to be sluggish. Can somebody read in English? You will not be sluggish. The word is very, very important. See, one verse says, be diligent. The other word says, do not be sluggish. Diligence, the opposite is sluggishness. Slowly doing things. We all do things, but our problem is, we do it at leisure, at our own convenience, slowly. We study, but at our own convenience, very slowly. We waste our time. I'll give you a simple example. You have a gas stove at your home. Yes? How does it fire? How do you light it? Huh? You have a lighter or it's automatic? Right. For lighting a gas stove, you need only a spark. You need to create only a spark. A small spark is sufficient. The moment you create the spark, what happens? What happens? How does it come into flame? Boom. Single second, within a fraction of the second, it throws into a flame. Okay? It takes no time at all. You compare that in olden days, people used firewood. Have you ever seen firewood burning? Yes? Yes. Really? How does it burn? What do you do for that? You have to keep on adding? How do you light it? Kerosene. You put kerosene first, then you need a matchbox. You should give the flame. Then you have to blow. Then it will start. Small fire. The moment you go move away, the fire will come down. Then again you have to fan it into flame. You have to blow. Then again it will burn. Half-heartedly it burns. Huh? So both the things are burning. Gas stove is also burning. Firewood also is burning. You can make coffee in a gas stove. You can make coffee in a stove where firewood is burning. In an oven where firewood is burning. What is the difference? Which one would you prefer? Why? The other one is more tasty, is it? Why you prefer a gas stove? Time saving. That is called diligence. The way a gas stove burns, that is called diligence. Then the way a firewood burns, that is an example for sluggishness. That also burns, but slowly. We use a term in my technical job, I use a term called burn rate. The rate of burning is very, very slow. The rate at which it burns, so many millimeters per minute or per second or per hour, it burns slowly, half-heartedly, the firewood burns. Many of our believers, youngsters, many times we are like that firewood. We also do things, but at our own convenience, slowly, wasting our time. That is called sluggishness. It is simply mismanagement of time. We are not making use of our time. We are not finishing the work in the appointed time. Whether it is our studies, whether it is our prayer time, whether it is our quiet time, or doing good things for the Lord, or helping others, so many things, whatever it be, any activity. If you are not finishing in the appointed time, you are not managing your time. That is called sluggishness. Some typical examples, just to find out whether we are really sluggish or diligent. Are we really managing our time or are we not? To understand that, let us take a few examples from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. Somebody has to help me in reading in English because I somehow, my English Bible is in my room. I forgot that. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. The sluggard, listen to that word, the sluggard, he does not plow in season. It says, he says, the season is not good for plowing. See, you have to put the crop in, you have to throw the seed. But before that, before sowing the seed, you have to plow the ground. The ground has to be prepared. And there is a season in which this has to be done. Otherwise, it becomes very hard. You will not be able to sow the seed in the appointed season. So the groundwork has to be done. The preparation has to be done. Plowing the ground, it shows preparation. If you are not doing the preparation in time, if you are afraid of the season and you simply waste your time, the Bible says you are a sluggard, or in other words, you are not managing your time. If you are not doing your studies, your preparation in time and waiting for the timetable, exam timetable to come, or the previous day of the exam, you are not managing your time. So this verse helps us to understand where we are. Are we really managing our time? The sluggard is a typical example of a sluggard. He wastes his time. He is supposed to plow the field. He is supposed to till the ground. Unless he tills the ground, he will not be able to sow the seed in its appointed time. When the seed has to be sown, it has to be done. Then only the rain comes and then it has to grow and then only you will get the fruit. You can reap the harvest. But the harvest is lost because you failed in doing the preparation in time. That is a failure. So managing time involves doing all your preparations in time. In the morning you go to your dining table, your mother will bring food, breakfast. You know what your mother does? Previous day itself, the mother will decide what you want for the breakfast. You will not know. You will know only when you come and sit at the table. But the mother does all the preparations previous day itself. She makes all the preparations and keeps it ready. If you want dosa in the morning, dosa will not be decided at 6 o'clock in the morning. The mother will decide whether it is dosa on the
previous day, she has to make all the preparations and keep it ready. If she missed that, instead of dosa, something else will come on the table. So managing time involves doing all your preparations. Doing all your preparations. If you fail in that, we are wasting your time. We are not managing the time. Another verse, Proverbs chapter 6. Verses 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6. 6 to 11. Can somebody read? Go to the hand, O sluggard. He is directly called by the word. O sluggard, Madhya, go to the hand and be wise. You learn from and. What does it do? Next verse. What does the and do? You know, the remaining portion of that scripture, it speaks about the same thing. The ant gathers food in time and stores it for a later date. She or the ant gathers and keep in stock. It stores. See, the moment any animal, if it gets the food, it eats, simply eats. But you look at the ant. Bible says, sluggards, you look at the ant, it manages time. It eats, it works extra hours and gathers for a later date. Why it is gathering? Tomorrow a time will come when the season changes and you will find difficulty to get food. Then what you can do? You can eat from the stored food. See, many times we think that on the day of exam, the last day, the previous day, evening, I can finish. It's only request 3 hours. I can finish. But on the last day, something urgent happens. Some visitors comes to your house. Or some other urgent demand comes. The whole family has to go out to some place. And you don't get time for study. Or you don't get time to do your work. What you should have done? You should have learned from the ant and made use of the free time. That time what we did? We spent before the TV. We chat through WhatsApp and Facebook. And then spend all our time before that and wasted our time. That is called sluggishness. Not doing the preparations and not gathering for a later date. Prepare for a later date. Every time you have to get ready and anticipate some unexpected things at the last moment. So don't keep things for the last moment. And never does that. He doesn't search for food at the time when it feels hungry. It gathers and keeps it. That's what the Bible says. We have to, when you get free time, do some preparation, keep ready, get your things done and relax. And relax. Previous day of exam, you can happily sleep. You can relax. Otherwise, what will happen? We will be under tension. Oh, so much of things are to be studied. When will I finish this? I don't have time. Because of the tension. God says, remember that word, sluggard. The sluggard says, there is a line in the road. The sluggard turns on his bed from left to right and from right to left. What he says? He is supposed to travel. He is supposed to go. He says, no, I cannot go. Why you cannot go? On the road somewhere there is a lion. Afraid of lion. Afraid of taking the step of faith. And moving ahead. Many people are afraid of doing things. Many people are afraid of taking exams. Many people are afraid of taking a step of faith and doing something for the Lord. No, something will happen. If I write, I will not pass. This time I will not write. Next time I will see. I have seen many young people like that. I am afraid. Why you are afraid? You know who is this lion? Who is this lion? In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, there is a Satan, the enemy, walks around like a roaring lion, trying to devour you, to swallow you. This enemy, this lion is the devil. People are afraid of Satan and afraid of devil. Then where is your God? God is there to help you. Psalm 91, they have not read. It says, you shall trample upon scorpions and lions. Snakes and lions. So afraid of some unknown difficulties ahead and unknown things ahead. Somebody has told that this job is very difficult. Don't take this job. All those who have taken this job has resigned and gone. So I am also not taking. Afraid. Somebody said that don't attempt this course. It's very difficult. Many people have failed. So I am not doing that. Afraid. Wasting time. Wasting years. So these are all symptoms of sluggishness and poor management of time. Do we have these kind of things in our life? In our studies, in our spiritual life, in our commitment to the Lord, in our activities in the church. Suppose somebody is calling you to sing a song or lead a meeting or lead in prayer or to pray for some sick people. No, I'm afraid. I'm not doing. I'm afraid. That is called sluggishness. See, like we have to do things in the appointed time and there is a set time for that. If we miss that, we are losing time. We are missing the chance forever. May not get a chance again. May not get a chance again. See, some time back you might have read in newspaper that India had sent something to the outer space and then they have brought it back. I don't know whether some of you have read it in the newspaper. We have sent something, some capsule to the outer space and we have brought it back. Sending to outer space is very difficult. Because I quote this example because I am working in that organization. You fire a rocket and then it takes you, take the satellite up to the orbit. But bringing it back is a very, very precise operation. As it comes back, it has to come in the right trajectory, in the right angle. It has to penetrate the atmosphere and come in. Otherwise, in the split of a second, if it goes in a different direction, if you are missing the chance at that particular moment, it will be lost forever in the solar system. You will never be able to retrieve that. Many of the chances in our life, people miss out because they lose their time. They are not managing the time. So the Bible says we have to be diligent. We have to make use of the time. Time God has given us. See, suppose somebody is giving you every day morning a check for 86,400 rupees. And asking you to spend it before evening or night 12 o'clock. 24 hours you are given. You spend it before that. If you are not spending, it will be lost. Next day you cannot carry it. That is meant for spending, using that day only. You can do so many things with 86,400 rupees every day. You will plan so many things. How fast I can do things and get things done. Because the next day morning again another 86,400 rupees will be given. You know what is this 86,400? It is 24 hours. Which means 86,400 seconds every day. God is giving us. Every day as it starts at 12 a.m. 86,400 seconds are given to every one of us and asking you to do whatever possible you can. What we will do? We will sleep for how many thousand seconds? Then we will chat for how many thousand seconds? Then we will quarrel for how many thousand seconds? Finally, we will pray for 20 seconds. And we will read the Bible for 5 seconds. And we will finally waste all the 86,400 seconds. Now the challenge before us is how to manage this time. How to make use of this time. Now, one more thing let me bring to your notice. If you waste your time and be a sluggish man or a sluggish person, what is the consequence? The Bible says a few things. Titus chapter 1 verse 12, if you carefully read, there Paul says about a group of sluggish people. They were called Cretans. They were natives of that people. Paul says that they were sluggish and wicked. Many times in the Bible, sluggishness, Titus chapter 1 and verse 12, you can read the same thing in Matthew chapter 25 and 26. Those who want to note down can note down that verse. Titus 1 verse 12 and Matthew 25, 26. Both the places, Matthew 25, 26, you must be knowing, it is about that parable of talents. The master gave 5 talents, 2 talents and 1 talent to his servants. The one who received that 1 talent, he came. He did not use the time properly. He did not manage the time and the talent which was given to him. He gave it back. The master said, "You sluggard, wicked and foolish servant." Wicked, that word you have to note. Sluggishness and wickedness are close relatives, twins. A sluggish person can fall into any sort of wickedness. Any sort of wickedness. If you are not managing your time, if you are not utilizing your time properly, there is every chance for you to fall into sin and all sort of wickedness. A diligent person, it is very difficult to get him for evil things. So let us be careful. One of the consequences, the first and foremost consequence of mismanaging your time or being sluggish, not utilizing the time properly, is that the chances of falling into sin and evil temptations, wickedness, is more. Second thing is Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 24. Can somebody read that verse? Proverbs 12 and 24. Can you read louder? Forced labor, slavery. One verse, one translation says, sluggishness, it ends in slavery, bondage. A sluggish person will fall into forced labor. The moment you heard about, you read about forced labor, the immediate reference which should come into your mind is about Israelites in the land of Egypt. They were put to forced labor. They were slaves in Egypt. They were asked to make bricks. When Moses went and told Pharaoh that God wants his people to be released, you know what he said? He said, "You are sluggish people. That is why you are coming and claiming like this. Sluggards," that is the name he called them. Sluggish people will fall into slavery. Bondage, spiritual bondage. Many times we fall into evil bondage because of sluggishness. We don't do things at the time. Satan is looking for people who are lazy. Who are lazy in their work. Who are not diligent. Who are postponing things for another day. So that they can be easily caught and ask them to do all slavery. The addictions, all evil addictions, whether it is alcoholic or drugs or smoking or whatever it is, all kinds of addictions, it comes to lazy people, sluggish people, slavery. So another consequence is slavery. So let us, we have to manage our time, we have to make use of the time, and time is the most precious thing which God has given in our life. Time is the premium. It is more valuable than money. If you ask me, I will say time is more valuable than money. It is precious. Another thing, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. Can you read? Laziness brings poverty. The same thing you can read in 19 verse 15 also. Proverbs 19:15 also says the same thing. Laziness, it brings poverty, and diligence brings wealth. Sambatha Navakanodhi, it brings wealth. The natural resources which God has given is coming to diligent people, those who make the best use of their time, they get all the wealth. Laziness brings people to poverty. So if you don't manage time, then poverty is at the door, and any time it can creep in, people can fall into that. They become enslaved by poverty. So laziness brings wickedness, laziness brings slavery, laziness or sluggishness brings poverty. And another thing you can read in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18. Ecclesiastes Sabha Prasangi chapter 10 and verse 18. It says, the building decays and the house leaks because of laziness. The building decays. If there is a building, it has to be maintained properly. It has to be painted in season. The maintenance has to be done in season. Otherwise, the life of the building comes out, it comes down, it decays. It leaks. Unattended buildings, the life goes very fast. It leaks and decays. The Bible says, laziness makes the building, which is that building? It is the church of God. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, church is a building. If all the members of the church are lazy, if all of you sitting here, the youngsters in this church, if you are lazy, the church will slowly decay. It will lose its strength. Whereas, if we are diligent for the Lord, if we make use of our time, if you do things in the appointed time, the set time, then the church will be strong. The building will be strong. Your house will be strong. That's what the Bible says. These are the consequences of laziness. Now, having told about the consequences, having told about the nature of sluggishness, and having told the difference between this diligence and sluggishness, our fundamental question is how to manage time. How to manage time. I know a young person. He or she, whoever it is, for the sake of explaining, I will make him a boy. He takes some subject to study. He doesn't know where to stop, and he doesn't know how to progress. He spends a lot of time on every page. Nothing goes inside. He spends time in front of the book. He goes to bathroom. When he gets into the bathroom, he decides that he will come out fast and continue his studies. But getting inside the bathroom, he spends 1.5 hours bathing and soaping and then singing and dancing and praising God, hallelujah. All things goes on and 1.5 hours. And the mother shouts outside, "Hey, what are you doing there? Tomorrow is exam." So finally what he did, he put a small timepiece inside the bathroom to see the time. But still, it remains minimum 1.5 hours. Maybe some of you are like that. People are laughing. So, more time. Doesn't know how to start and how to finish. Once you start, how to finish. Finds it difficult to manage time. How to manage time? Do you find any difficulty in managing time? In my life, I do a certain prioritization. See, I tell you four things, four words, which you can use for managing your time. You have a lot of things to do. You have to study, you have to do your homework, you have to help your mother. Maybe you have to spend time with the Word of God, do your daily meditation. You have to do so many things. Now you classify your things into four categories. One, urgent. Two, important. Three, not urgent. And four, not important. Okay. This is something which you can even find in the internet. Urgent, important, not urgent, and not important. You can divide this black. In fact, it is divided into four. So the first quadrant, it is urgent and important. Okay. That should be given the first priority. Take the first priority every day. Think about things which are urgent and important. Today is your, tomorrow is your maths examination. Okay, examination is important. And day after tomorrow is, or 2 days later, you have your physics examination. And today evening, which is the subject you are studying? Which is important and which is urgent? Maths. If you sit in front of some other textbook and tomorrow morning, if you have to write maths examination, you are wasting your time. You have to prioritize. You have to find which is important and which is urgent also. And the second priority is important but not very urgent. The second priority goes to physics, because immediately after maths, you have to write physics examination. So that should be given the second priority. So like that, I'm quoting this example because when you prioritize your things, you should understand which is urgent and important. So first priority to be given for urgent and important things in your life. The most important and the most urgent things. Second is not very urgent, but important. Then you can say, not urgent, but not important. Similarly, not urgent and not important. You can categorize things into these four categories. And then set your priorities. That will help you to manage your time. You can organize your things. You can plan your time. You can schedule, make a timetable. You all of you know how to make a timetable, how to divide the time and spend. But only thing, which is to be taken first, which is to be given priority, that is where we find difficulty. So, Holy Spirit will guide us in managing this time. Ultimately, we have to stand before God and give an account of our whole life. I told 86,400 seconds every day into the number of years you live, that much of time we have spent in this world. And how we have utilized our time, we have to give account. We have to give account. So when I came to the Lord sometime, some few years back, or as I told in the morning in 1980 when I came to the Lord, I took a decision, a personal decision in my life, that like you give tithe for your money, 1/10 of 24 hours, 2.4 hours, 2 hours and maybe 24 seconds or 40 seconds, 24 seconds, I decide that I will give as a tithe to the Lord. I spend in the presence of God. Every day morning, I used to get up at 5 o'clock. Even today I have the practice and then spend 1.5 hours, 5 to 6:30 I spend in the presence of God. I spend time in praying, I spend time in reading the Bible, and then the God give me strength for that day. Then I prioritize, I put my timetable. I set my priorities, which is urgent and which is most important, which is urgent and not important, which is not urgent but important, which is not urgent and not important. Then I set my priorities. The last priority will be for items which are not urgent and not important. Though some of those things sometimes I may discard. And like that, when I started prioritizing, many of the things I found in my life, these are unimportant things for which I am spending more time. Those unimportant things, slowly I started removing from my list. Then I got lot of time to study, lot of time to study the Word of God, lot of time to do my work in my office, lot of time to prepare for my ministry, to write books, to write literature, so many things. Many people used to ask me, how you are finding time for all these things? The simple answer is, by the grace of God. Give your time to the Lord and God will multiply your time and help you to utilize your time. Many times we put that as the list. Which is most important? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First, when the Bible says first, it should be given first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, if you have to travel for a long distance, you like your morning what I told, you start with your motorbike. When you started your bike, you found that there is very little petrol, only half a liter is remaining in that, still in the reserve. You have to go for some 100 kilometers. What will you do? And it is very urgent, you have no time to waste. What will you do? No, see, the time is already over, I have to reach there before 5 o'clock. No time to waste, so no time to fill petrol. Will you say that? That is foolishness, everybody knows that, that is foolishness. Whatever time you lose, you will first go to the petrol bank, you will fill the tank, make sure that this will run for the next 100 kilometers. Just like that, it is important to spend time with the Lord and begin your day with the Lord. Keep time for the Lord and God will give you grace to manage the rest of the day and to prioritize the activities. Many times we take it at the last. We take it as the last priority. We do all our work and then we say, today I didn't get time for prayer. I didn't get time for reading the Bible. Why? Because that was given in the last column. Not important and not urgent. Because God is so loving and so forgiving. God will forgive me. But my maths teacher will never forgive me if I don't do the homework. So what is more important? So we change the priority. Lost all the time. So what shall we do? Be diligent. Be diligent. Everything has a set time and God has set a time for everything. If you do the things in the set prescribed time, time set by God, then you are successful. That is the success. Finishing the things in the appointed time, you have all the time remaining to do the rest of the things. Don't keep things for the last. God bless you.
ശേഷം ശ്രവിക്കുക മൂലം നിങ്ങളുടെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ നല്ല ചില ആഗ്രഹങ്ങൾ ഉൾക്കടപ്പെട്ടുവെങ്കിൽ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥനയായി. കൂടുതൽ ആത്മീയ സന്ദേശങ്ങൾ കേൾക്കുവാൻ www.charismaticassembly.org എന്ന വെബ്സൈറ്റ് സന്ദർശിച്ചാൽ